Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. But like a fool, I went on.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Ray, tell us about it.
SBE Council. We've got over 100,000 members. We work with like a quarter million activists across the country. We work on public policy issues from A to Z that impact small business and entrepreneurship. We also offer education initiatives for your business. So we're comprehensive, to say the least. And if you go to our website, sbecouncil.org, you'll see material, you know, updated daily. And I'm probably, you know, saying more than once a day.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff there. If you want to, just some of our big things real quick, you know, if you want to see how your state ranks in terms of how friendly or unfriendly it is towards small businesses, that's there. Congressional ratings, how did your members of Congress vote? One of our books, Unleashing Small Business through IP and Intellectual Property Book. It's all there on the website, so good stuff.
It's really good, folks, and support them when you can. Join the organization. If you can send them a contribution, I promise you they're working hard for you up there. I've been proud to tell you about the SBE Council for over 17 years, 17 and a half years. Ray, I want to change subjects completely just a little bit and talk about something called the Bank Secrecy Act.
Hey, hold on 1 second. I have to put this in, otherwise Karen will be really upset.
Okay.
We're running the Small Business Summer 2015 promotion where you can join for free. So if you go
there,
go to our website, go to the Become a Member section there, take action, become a member, you'll be able to join for free. So take advantage of that.
Do that. Right there. SBCouncil.org. Check it out, folks. Thank you for reminding me. You're right. She'd shoot both of us if we didn't say something about that. So there's something called a Bank Secrecy Act, which is where financial institutions have to report individual deposits larger than $10,000 in cash.
Right.
So they did this to, they did that act so that people who were doing nefarious things like drug dealers could be tracked, right?
Right.
But then the drug dealer started doing less than $10,000.
What do you know?
And the IRS called that structuring.
Right.
So now, more recently, as legitimate small business owners who are in the cash business, make deposits of cash less than $10,000, the IRS deemed those people to be structuring, and they took their money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, Ray.
You know, Jim, it's, when you hear things like this,
and they still have their money even after they admitted they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. You know, people hear things like that, and I have to say, you know, the average person out there hears that, and they're like, oh, come on.
That's not in America.
Right, not in America. But you know what? Yeah, it is in America. And that's the problem is that, you know, you laid it out perfectly, but and it's on top of so many other issues where people are saying, oh, come on, how could that be in America? And it is. And that's just the reality. From the IRS abuses that you're talking about to eminent domain abuses, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those still are going on, folks.
Mm-hmm.
where a government comes in and takes the property of small business owners and hands it over to somebody else that they deem more worthy.
Yep, that's right.
So this is ugly stuff.
And the thing is even though the IRS commissioner said, we're going to stop doing this, they still haven't given the money back to the people who they took the money from for no reason.
Yeah. It's well.
Or they've said to them, Ray, tell you what, we're going to give you about a percentage back. In other words, we're going to keep some of it. You weren't entitled to any of it. Where's the interest? Where's the interest?
They're used to keeping a percentage. You got to wonder. I mean, again, this is, you see these things happening, and then you say to yourself, okay, is this pure incompetence? Is this astounding arrogance? And I've come to the conclusion on this and so many other issues that it's a combination of both. That's what it is, bottom line.
Well, and I have to say, folks, this particular issue is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. Is it?
Oh, no. And why, you know, the question then becomes, why aren't we seeing, or to what extent are we seeing the outrage and the action coming from our elected officials on things like this?
Why wouldn't those congressional delegations of those people, why wouldn't they be camping out on the IRS's doorsteps?
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those things over the years when I've, you know, researched tax issues and so on.
Yeah.
You do get, and it goes back a long way, and you have members of Congress that are afraid of the IRS as well.
I say that
jokingly, but it's true.
I believe it.
Yep.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
I appreciate it, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, SBEcouncil.org. And don't forget to check out his Stephen Grant. Now, what's the new one, Ray?
Murderer's Row, a Pastor Stephen Grant novel.
All right, so check that one out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.